Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Drippin'. Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, Drip. Suleiman Bey. Hope y'all all right out there. It's Friday, y'all. Jumu'ah. Yeah, Friday. Holy day for Muslims all around the world. That it is. And I hope y'all are blessed today. Still I rise. If you rose this morning, then you're blessed. You feel me? There's a way out. And it's inside of you. That's the solution. So I hope y'all are feeling yourself this morning. And I hope you're getting ready for a fabulous weekend as far as your thought patterns go. So you can be productive. And I just want to thank the Creator. Thank the universe for blessing us. Thank the sun for blessing us with a rays. Yeah. So that's what this is about today. We're going to get into this Social Security thing again. We'll get into the second part of that. And really just go into, really just delve into what the Social Security Act is for, why it was created. Take some reading to really go into it. We really go get into the Social Security thing because a lot of people don't really understand. They think that this is something that you put away, that it's a fund somewhere put away, but it's not. So, you know, they robbed Peter to pay Paul, man. They borrowed the youth, the young people this day, today that's going into it, paying the older people. It's the big Ponzi scheme. So we're going to go through that today. So I'm going to take multiple readings, and we're going to go through this until if we got to do five parts for what's getting in our heads. And by the way, signs and symbols are real. I mean, it's under Title 42 of the United States Code, Section 666. Remember, it be on the hands and foreheads. Everything you do. Associated with that. So that's what we're going to get into today. Follow us at Instagram and Legal Empowerment Group for the do-it-yourself ebooks. We got a lot of those going on over there. And then if you want some consultation, you want to set up some type of portfolio for yourself, then go over to Legal Empowerment Group 101.com. Also, got the nonprofit on the coast, on California and Texas. So we got to do support one another. That's what this is about. So, you know, and that's at health.info, and that's health, that's like health care, and it's h-e-a-l-t-h.info. You put the dashes through there to go to the exclusive website for the donations. And that's, again, health, the word health, health.info, h-e-a-l-t-h.info. You can do it one time, weekly, monthly, yearly. You can do it one, voila. If you want to, you can be anonymous. You can, you know, put your name or whatever. It's 100% tax deductible, charitable organization. So check us out there and help out. You, like I said, you do get full tax deduction with that. So talk to your CPA or whatever about that. Go over for the feminine hygiene products. Go over to queenkitty.net. That's Queen Kitty. That's queenkitty.net at Queen Cat Instagram. Shit, I'm high as shit right now, y'all. I feel good this morning. I ain't gonna lie, I feel so good. Yeah, I be needing it. So, you know, that's what I promote. I be needing it. I feel like teaching on the smoke. I need it for my symptoms. I just really do. It just relaxes and takes a lot of the stuff that they were trying to give medicines for, because we are dealing with, we talked about that before, we are dealing with mental issues in the Black community. I don't give a damn what you say. You play that you want to and act like your granny, your mama, your aunties, your uncles, all of them ain't crazy. You can act like they ain't got something wrong with them if you want to. But I know better. I know, brother. We all got the same symptoms. We all been lynched and whooped and lied to and tricked and bamboozled and hoodwinked. So you can't fool me. And they know it. That's why the prisons is fooled up with us. Hell, we done gone crazy keeping people capture us. We keep doing the same thing we've been seeing for generations. They go to jail. You go out there, you sell them drugs, you do this and that. You go in jail, you go out there doing that. And we just keep perpetuating it. The youth keep liking it and loving it more. It's portrayed in the TVs and the news, and they put the games in front of them, and they think, oh, boom, that's the lifestyle they live in. It's just crazy. See it. The place is packed up. The news is full of them. Where they at? Where them people at? Where them boys at? They either dead or they in prison. And then a new generation just come up doing it, and they either dead or they in prison. Then some more come up, they in prison, and then other people on the other side just sit and look at them. Look at them and say, damn. And they come to the walls behind there, and the OGs seeing them, and then they out here on the street just fool themselves. Man, we got to do better. That's what it's about. So this Social Security thing, we're going to get into this. We're going to take this thing down out there. Y'all all right out there? I hope y'all all right out there. I hope y'all hear me fine. Hope y'all hear me fine, too. So that with that, I get my confirmation. Want to make sure, because I sure don't want to go too far in my readings. It's not with me all the way. And we do have to get call in for y'all to listen in to or call in, especially on the Friday. That's 914-205-5502. That's 914-205-5502. So we're going to take some readings from them now. You know, I got a lot of text and readings from the 42 United States Code, Section 666, okay? Unannotated, Title 42, the Public Health and Welfare. We'll take a reading from, it's called The Requirement of Statutory Prior Procedures to Improve Effectiveness of Child Support Enforcement. And this is the down of Section 466, okay? 42 UC 666, all right? So we keep hearing this number 666 in the code. Then we go read the Social Security Act, Section 404.1905. It was dealing with termination of agreement. Okay, we're going to get into some stuff that you guys don't know. But this is stuff that you could go pull up. If you could go pull up out of their codes, because that's what I did. You could pull up 42 of the United States Code. You will put up the public health and welfare. You can see stuff, right? So that's what this is about. This is about feeding us, feeding each other with information. And don't forget, you need your, Black's Law dictionaries in your house for you and your children. You need them in your house. A good one is you want to have fourth edition and lower. And they cost, don't be, this your freedom. Man, you go save at so many other places. It just takes time. You gotta break this. You got to break this system down, this wall, this box that we've been put in. We got to break it down. You know, so it just takes time. It's layering. And if one person can't do it by itself, it takes a whole tribe, the whole family to get on board. Read and study, learn different things from different perspectives to speed this up. You feel me? If you just put it on one person, bad man, we'd be 100 years on that person, and that person don't even got 100. So you see what I'm saying? So come on. So that's what we got to do. We got to put a more concerted effort into that. So Black's 7th edition is a good one to have based on it has a constitution in it. And that's what I like. I like that one. It has a constitution. It's a 7th edition, abridged. But you want to get 5th, 4th. You know, you want to get those. Also, a good set of legal sources to have is Bouvier's, John Bouvier's Law Dictionaries. They got a set of Volume 1, Volume 2. They're from the first American edition from 1839. Then we'll run you probably pay about $350, $300, you know, somewhere there, maybe a little more, maybe a little less for a set of those, depending on if you get them new or used or whatever. And, go into old, you know, this stuff was formed, you know, you're going to get into this language fellowship when all that was formed and what was going on. You go be able to see it, you know, because the dictionaries now and all the editions and even the Black Dictionary, 10th and 7th and the 10th, 11th editions and all this. Man, you're going to start twisting the words and all that, all right? Another thing that I need to mention here, too. Y'all need to go over and follow. You follow me. Go over and follow the boy Young Black Mayor out of Oklahoma over there. Follow Black Towns Solutions. Go to blacktowns.solutions and follow the Young Black Mayor, man. Go to youngblackmayor.com also. You can go to the youngblackmayor.com. You got a thing going on over there in Oklahoma with the Black Towns, the Resurrection Black Towns, man. More black towns in Oklahoma than any other state. So I'm trying to resurrect them. A lot of them that left abandoned or whatever. So you could be an investor in that. You could be an investor when the news come out about that. Something for you to look into. So you could follow them on TikTok. You could go over the different spots. You could go follow them at. But just go to youngblackmayor.com and go to blacktowns.solution and check out the plan and stuff that's going on. And it's real big because our history is in Oklahoma. That's where they set aside, so to say, set aside our land for us to be on in peace. You feel me? Away from the slaughter and all the carnage that they did after all was settled and done, whoever was left. Okay, y'all from this part of y'all land and live in peace for the rest of y'all lives. Don't buck and be good. That's what that's about. So you get to see, and you get to see the history, how the blacks was even treated through that, how our own tribe people enslaved blacks, and why is that? That's, you know, we get into that more and more. Why is that? You know, and how blacks was denied even into their own tribes. Couldn't even pay to get in, and Europeans could pay to get in. Europeans could give them dollars and get in. The black couldn't give them a dollar to get in, couldn't give them no money. $5. $5 Indians. All right. So I'm going to take this reading I pulled up from this Freedom page, and then I'm going to go into the code. It was just interesting. I wanted to just put it out there. That's why I put it on there like that. It says Mark of the Beast, 42 U.S.C., Section 666. Let me get my gargoyle out. It says, in the name of the beast, the 666. Those who said 30 to 40 years ago that the Social Security number would be the mark of the beast, I have some good news and some bad news. The good news is that you can say you were right. The bad news is that almost everyone in this nation founded on Christian principles has the mark. Americans can not get a job, get a driver's license, have a bank account, get a loan, vote, or even file a tax return without the mark of the beast. Big Brother, the devil, knows what to take, what you have, and where to find you. Next will come fingerprint and electronic banking. You will not even be able to purchase food or medicine for your family without the mark of the beast. Your children will be, that's already, all this already now, this stuff is older, most of now, raised and schooled by the beast. Now, with hate crimes, thought police, and federal monitors in the schools to reap little children who pray to the federal court, I challenge you to name a single area of your physical life not controlled by the government. The technology exists to put your life information on a chip, similar to the magnetic strip on a credit card, and to implant the chip under the skin. There is already talk in Washington of using in the U.S. military for identification purposes. West of America be next. Don't believe it? The above are the few areas where the mark of the beast already controls your life. The Constitution of America no longer exists. Federal courts operate under international law, constitutional law. The Bill of Rights are gone. The states have no rights. You have no rights. Freedom websites such as this one are now labeled hate talk and may not exist much longer. Since we are tyrants, we are considered dangerous by the government. Also, through non-government organizations, NGOs, and environmentalist groups supported by the beast, the lifestyle of your family will forever change. Okay. Now, here's some research from this. It says the devils in detail. There, you'll need to pay close attention to recognize the deception hiding in detail of the recently enacted Balanced Budget Act of 1997, H.R. 2015. Now, this is my disclaimer, because I read stuff from a lot of places, and I don't mean I take everything for what it is, and I accept everything everywhere for whatever people say, but it is pieces. That's just like a piece of Bible, a Quran, Torah, whatever. I don't mean I'm going to take everything that's said and believe it is all gospel or word. You feel me? I'm going to go in and take it like a beat, or go in and unbiased, and I'm going to go in there and suck what's good for me, and I'm going to take that and make it better for myself based on what I see off my common sense and consciousness, all right? So that's my disclaimer, because I'm reading this from somebody else's website, from a Freedom page, all right? And that's the further I know what it says. I'm at networkusa.com and Freedom Space, all right? So that's what I want you to know. So you take news for how you want, and you can take it and say, oh, that's what he said or whatever, but I'm getting it from where, and I'm giving it to you because there's pieces in here that are good, because, like I said, they go to facts when they tell you about the Balanced Budget Act of 1997, H.R. 2015. You could go pull that up. You know, it's stuff in here that I'm going to read, public law, and numbers that I'm going to read, that you can actually go pull up and read it to see for yourself. And that's where my research comes from. This is the part of it, because this led me to other pieces that I pulled up from their actual codes, actual what the Social Security Act is, okay? Okay. As you must already know, back in 1996, Congress enacted the Personal Responsibility and Work Opportunity Act of 1996. Public Law 104-183, which established the largest, most intrusive locating and tracking database system ever imagined by mankind. Under the pretext of cracking down on deadbeat dads, a national system was implemented which will allow state and federal agencies to locate absent parents anywhere across the country to extract unpaid child support payments. A parent who falls behind on payments will have their real property encumbered, bank accounts seized, wages garnished, tax funds intercepted, and all occupational and business licenses either suspended or withheld. PL, that means Public Law 104-193, also provided that in order for the states to continue to receive child support program and aid to families with dependent children, federal funding, they must collect data on all productive members of society so that the information can be fed into a data collection system, forcing the other government systems, other systems they got into it. This information will then be used to identify, locate the personal possessions and assets of any targeted delinquent parents. Section 317 of Act amended Title 42 U.S.C. 666. A-13 to require that as a condition to receiving federal funds, states must establish procedures requiring that the Social Security number of any applicant for a professional license, commercial driver's license, recreational license, occupational license, or a marriage license be recorded on the application. Okay, here's where you must pay special attention to the details. Notice that it does not say driver's license. Notice the second type of license for which the states must obtain a SSN is a commercial driver's license. It just so happens that there's 150 million license difference between these two classes, between a commercial and a driver's license. There's 170 million difference. Back in 1996, when House Resolution 3734 was being debated, it was easier to overcome any opposition to the Social Security number requirement, with it applying to only to the 10 million or so commercial drivers in the country. There are simply fewer numbers of negatively affected subjects out there to raise objections when the legislation only imposes upon a relatively small segment of the population, as this bill first did. Let me get some water. It's drying me out. I got that cotton mouth. However, just 1 year after the SSN requirements were implemented,
Congress deleted the word commercial from this section of the Act, listen, thereby changing the scope of the SSN requirement so as to now apply to all 180 million licensed drivers. By deleting that one word, commercial, the Balanced Budget Act of 1997 served to expand the scope of Title 42 U.S.C. 666A13 from what was a relatively small group of about 10 million commercial drivers to now include all of the nearly 180 million non-commercial licensed drivers in the U.S. Okay?
So, go back and study the original act, the Balanced Budget Act of 1997, House Resolution, okay, 2015, and see the language. Okay. Do not think that the people responsible for drafting this legislation just forgot to include the additional 170 million drivers on the first go-round, not on your life. They intended to enact the softly worded version first. Then they simply waited a year and surreptitiously modified the wording to consummate their dirty deed. It was intended all along. See, the public don't know. Public is fools. We so dumbed down, we don't pay attention to know what's going on anyway. We got too much burdens on us. We got too much burdens and bills to pay to even be worried about that. We let them pass it and do it, and we argue and fuss and complain later. We don't even read bills. We don't even go vote on bills. We barely even go vote any on anything. So we don't know what's going on in your state, city, local, nothing. In that city of commerce, you at the city hall, nothing. We don't do none of that. We don't go sit in the meetings down there at the town hall in the square when they're trying to pass bills for funding and all that stuff. We don't have no voice. See? Okay, we'll keep going. But wait, there's more. Followers of this subject may remember that Public Law 104-193 provided that the states could optionally choose to use a number other than a Social Security number. Title 42, listen, let me read that again. Followers of this subject may remember that Public Law 104-193 provided that states could optionally choose to use a number other than a Social Security number. Title 42, United States Code, Section 666A13 previously stated that for the purposes of administering the licensing requirement of that section, if a state allows the use of a number other than the Social Security number, the state shall so advise any applicants. Clearly, the states were given an option to use another number other than a Social Security number and still be in compliance with the Act's funding requirements. However, H.R., that's House Resolution 2015, has now amended Title 42 U.S.C., United States Code, Section 666A13, by adding just 21 new words that completely change the meaning of that section of law. The wording of Section 666A13 now prohibits the states from using any number other than a Social Security number if they want to continue to receive the funding. The law now reads, if a state allows the use of a number other than the Social Security number to be used on the face of the document while the Social Security number is kept on file at the agency, the state shall so advise any applicants. So now the states may use another number only on the face of the license, but must obtain the 180 million SSNs from all licensed drivers and feed them into Big Brother's nationally accessible locating and tracking database for future use. You may be wondering what they need all those SSNs for anyway. The SSN is the universal identification number with which the Child Support Enforcement Agency will locate the deadbeat dads. To this end, Title 42 United States Code Section 666A12 was amended to require that each participant state must implement procedures to ensure that all federal and state agencies conducting activities under the child support enforcement laws have access to any system used by the state to locate an individual for purposes relating to motor vehicles or law enforcement. And Title 42 U.S.C. Section A16 requires that the states must implement procedures under which the state has and uses in appropriate cases authority to withhold or suspend
or to restrict the use of driver's licenses, professional and occupational licenses, and recreational and sporting licenses of individuals owing overdue support. Okay? This way, their licenses can be easily located and seized should they ever need to be for any reason. Oh, I mean, should the person ever fail to pay child support. We must all be willing to relinquish just a little tiny bit of our freedom to get at those deadbeat dads, you know. You hardly even notice it's done a little at a time. Sporting licenses were also added by House Resolution 2015 to the list of revocable licenses. They're going to try to take pistols and put on the pistol left. Okay. So that was just a demonstration just showing you how they, the budget, how they changed the wording and how the simple wording went from, it was just dealing with commercial driver's license at first, and then how they tricked and put them on all the people and put the shenanigan down. So you got something that you see it. You have to raise the awareness of the people and raise hell. You on Blog Talk Radio, The Morning Drip with Suleiman Bey. Follow us over at Instagram at Legal Empowerment Group. And for your do-it-yourself kits, and that's, we got those, the ones for your business formation. And I'm talking about business formation for fundability. And everybody start businesses, and they fund businesses. And, you know, we got the mentality, okay, we'll go hustle and make some money, which you're supposed to have. But, no, that's a black mentality. You're supposed to start your, form your business before it can get funded so you can put your heart's desire into the business. Instead of it starting off of moms and pops and you trying to struggle to get it to where you want it to be, you're supposed to start it from the ground up. You're supposed to build it like Frankenstein to where they give you the dough. They give you the dough for the business so you could, boom, take off and do you, everything you saw in your mind for it, you could put down in it. And that's what we perfect here for you. So if you want that process, you check us out at legalempowermentgroup101.com. Leave your information. We can set up a consultation and get you together and set you how to really set up. It's more than just EIN and setting it up with the state, y'all. And even if you got good credit and you set it up with the EIN or with the state and you doing good big things with your business, but this business paying you, or are you doing big things? You know, you got some good cards, a couple cards or some personal card, but is your business, can you go use your business without any personal guarantee, just your business credentials, and go get that bread? That's the question, okay? Can you go use that business credentials and go get a fleet of cars? Do you got thousands of dollars in gas cars, tens of thousands of dollars in gas cars for your fleets and stuff like that? So follow us there for that and leave your information, and then we'll get with you to set something up there. Also, with the nonprofit charitable organization Helping Earth Acquire Life Through Humanity, it has access through California and Texas, trucks in both places, and they do get out into them areas. So any donations, any help, anything that you got is welcomed. And most of those trucks, they get it from the corporations. They get it from the corporations, the Amazons, the Bed Bath and Beyonds, and all them people like that. They get out there and get moving and drop stuff off. And then the food, they get a lot of food. Amazon do good with a lot of stuff. And, yeah, they get out there and make it happen and make contacts and drop it off to a hood near you. So that's health.info. That's the word health, like healthcare. And you have to spell it with the dashes between, because it's a set up, the website is set up like that for the donation. So that's h-e-a-l-t-h.info. And that's one time, weekly, monthly, however you want to do it. You could be anonymous. You could leave your name. You will get a receipt. It's 501c3 nonprofit organization, totally 100% tax deductible. So be a blessing and you will be blessed. Okay, and also for your feminine hygiene products, go over to queenkitty.net. That's queen, K-I-T-T-Y.net, and Queen Kitty at Instagram, and follow Miss Tay Bay there and her products. All right. So, 42 United States Code. Okay. Let's pull this up. 42 United States Code, Section 666, U.S. Code, unannotated. The public health and welfare. That's what this is about. Okay? Now, I got a lot of stuff in here. It's really broad, and I suggest that you pick this up. So 42 United States Code, Section 666. I'm just going to read a little. I'm just going to read the language of it. Requirement of statutorily prescribed procedure to improve effectiveness of child support enforcement. Okay, this is it. Section 466, 42 United States Code, 666. A, in order to satisfy Section 45428, each state must have, in effect, laws requiring the use of the following procedures consistent with this section and with regulation of the Secretary to increase the effectiveness of the program which the state administers under this part. See, then it's going to go breaking it down. Everything that it's going to be leaning on, dealing with paternity, establishing paternity, genetic testing, for DNA, and it just gets real broad. That's what I said. You gotta go into it. A lot of this, if I had to read it from that part, let me get this to the termination. I got a bunch of them to do that. Okay, A, it says, A1, it shall be unlawful for any federal, state, or local government to deny any individual any right, benefit, or privilege provided by law because of such individual's refusal to disclose his Social Security account number. And they always say account number. So y'all always just say my Social Security number. The legal stuff, this is from the United States Department of Justice right here, what I'm reading. And they always say account number. See, they always say it's an account. And we always just say, oh, my Social Security number. Man, that's an account number. Everybody, why do you think everybody wants that? They're going to get paid regardless. That's already paid. That's how they go tap you into your reservoir. Thank you. Okay, so again, A1 of the code. Let me see. Let me pull this paper off of here. Okay. Pull this off. Okay, Section 7, 5 United States Code 552A, note, A1. It shall be unlawful for any federal, state, or local government agency to deny to any individual any right, benefit, or privilege provided by law because such individual's refusal to disclose his Social Security account number. 2, the provision of paragraph 1 of this subsection shall not apply with respect to A, any disclosure which is required by federal statute, or B, the disclosure of a Social Security number to any federal, state, or local agency maintaining a system of records in existence and operating before January 1st, 1975, if such disclosure was required under statute or regulation adopted prior to such date to verify the identity of an individual. Okay, and people say, oh, what's required under federal statute? Well, are you under federal statute? Because it is required under federal statute. Well, are you under federal statute? If you're a ward of the state, and if you're a U.S. citizen, then you're under federal statute. Oh, wait a minute, Suleiman Bey, you said, if I'm a U.S. citizen, man, you ain't a U.S. citizen. There you go with that talk again. Man, what does it mean to be a U.S. citizen? I mean, are you a federal employee? Are you a subject? I'm just saying that was created by the states. The states created the U.S. citizen. And the states contrived on that. That's our lawsuit. That's our class action suit. The states contrived, and the governors in these states are in charge of that. Yeah, that's our claim. Each family members, our family, that's our claim to the governor. Birth certificate or blank check. You go take that birth certificate. We'll just go give it, cash it in to him. Hey, man, you did us wrong. Yeah, we just need the credits in your system. And by the way, I am who I am. You get the compensated for them lands that you entitled to. Yeah. Got to figure some stuff out. Yeah, you got to figure some stuff out. Well, they ain't got nothing they using credit. Well, hell, you need to go tell them, hey, I'm home. I know what you did. I need credit. I need full faith and credit through your system. I just need full faith and credit to your system, man, because your system ain't got no substance in it anyway. So since I figured out what you did, you might as well just let me keep on operating, man. That's my injury claim. But that ain't the word you use. Your words is your suit. Your suit is your word, your lawsuit, your class action suit with your family. That's your thing. So they can just sign you on off and let you just hush it on up because they don't want it to be out and allowed. Hush on us up and pay us. Yeah, just hush on up and pay us. Okay. We don't want to talk about it no more. All right. Okay. Now it says, we read that for any federal, state, or local government agency which requests an individual to disclose his Social Security account number shall inform that individual whether that disclosure is mandatory or voluntary, by what statutory or other authority such number is solicited, and what uses will be made of it. Section 7 of the Privacy Act of 1974, as amended at 5 United States Code, Section 552A note, disclosure of Social Security number. Okay, so did you hear that? Let's go back. Let's set the tone again, okay? A1 says it shall be unlawful for any federal, state, or local government agency to deny any individual any right, benefit, or privilege provided by law because of such individual's refusal to disclose his Social Security account number. 2, the provisions of paragraph 1 of this subsection shall not apply with respect to A, any disclosure which is required by federal statute, or B, the disclosure of a Social Security number to any federal, state, or local agency maintaining a system of records in existence and operating before January 1st, 1975. If such disclosure was required under statute or regulation adopted prior to such a date to verify the identity of an individual. B, any federal, state, or local government agency which requests an individual to disclose his Social Security account number shall inform that individual whether that disclosure is mandatory or voluntary, by what statutory or other authority such number is solicited, and what uses will be made of it. Section 7 of the Privacy Act of 1974, as amended at 5 United States Code, Section 552A, note, disclosure of Social Security number. Comment. It says Section 7 was passed into law as part of the Privacy Act of 1974, Public Law 93/1579, 88 Statute 1896. Unlike Section 3 of the Privacy Act, however, which Congress designated as an amendment to Title 5 of the United States Code, Congress made no such statement about Section 7. Thus, the revisor of the United States Code placed Section 7 in a historical and statutory note following Section 552A. See 552 USC Section 552A, that's what we just read, note. The fact that Section 7 was never codified and appears only in the historical and statutory notes section of the United States Code does not diminish its weight, however. The reverse is true. The code cannot prevail over the statute at large when the two are inconsistent. To constitute a violation of Section 7, an agency must not only request that an individual disclose his Social Security number, but also deny a right, benefit, or privilege to that individual because of the individual's refusal to disclose the Social Security number. See, for example, A.O. Bay versus North Carolina B.D. of Nursing, Board of Nursing. Number 1.09 CV 753, and it says dismissing plaintiff's Privacy Act, Social Security Act claim, plaintiff alleges only that defendants requested his number, not that they denied him a legal right based on its non-disclosure, so as to potentially violate the Privacy Act. See, they should have came at it on both. So not only did they disclose requested his number and deny them for that, but also because he lost a privilege or a right or a benefit. So that's what he should have said. Johnson versus Fleming. Finding no violation of Section 7B notice requirement or Section 7A1 because plaintiff did not establish that police officer denied a right, benefit, or privilege when plaintiff refused to provide police officer with his Social Security number. Right. See, he, right. So although this provision applies beyond federal agencies, it does not apply to one, any disclosure which is required by federal statute, or two, any disclosure of a Social Security number to any federal, state, or local agency maintaining the system of records in existence and operating before January 1st, 1975. If such disclosure was required under statute or regulation adopted prior to such date to verify the identity of an individual. Okay. Exception for disclosure required by federal statutes. Federal, state, and local agency may deny an individual a right, benefit, or privilege provided by law because of such individual's refusal to disclose the individual's Social Security number if the disclosure is required by federal statute. A key statute that requires the disclosure of the Social Security numbers is the Social Security Act, SSA, which expressly permits a state agency to use Social Security numbers for the purpose of identifying individuals and the administration of any tax, general public assistance, driver's license, or motor vehicle registration law within its jurisdiction. See 42 United States Code, Section 405C2C1, 2018. Now, this stuff is voluntary. If you're volunteering into that, now to go get a driver's license and a motor vehicle, now the Social Security can ask you for it if you're trying to get it, they're trying to tax you, or for public assistance. And the driver's license can ask you for it if you're trying to go apply for a driver's license or a motor vehicle registration. That's if you're putting that, if you're putting your stuff into that jurisdiction. If you're private, then why would you even go into that? Why would you even have there? Why would you need these benefits? That's the whole thing of it. Why would you need these benefits if you have your own car to drive, your own automobile, your own conveyance? Why would you need that? Why would you need to be taxed for that? Why would you need to go get a license to drive? When people on a skateboard ain't getting taxed, they're gonna be on a skateboard to go to where they going. They going to grandma's house too. And the people on the roller skates ain't getting no ticket or gotta have no driver's license to drive to go to grandma's house. The people walking ain't gotta have no license to walk to grandma's house. We all going to the same place now. The person on the bicycle ain't gotta have no license and be taxed because he gotta have on his blinker and all this stuff to be driving. So why we got to? Because you went driving a vehicle, because you went down to the motor vehicle to drive your vehicle. You didn't get in there and push. You didn't just get in there, take the plate off, take ain't registered and that ain't drove it since the 80s. Got 80 stickers on there and just pushing. Let them give you all to try to give you all the tickets you want, and you just then send them in, know what to do with them, or know how to get paid off of them. Why would you go into that? Because that means you don't understand the agency that you're dealing with. You don't understand that it's commercial. So that's what this come down to. A lot of this stuff will come down to a lot of it's a lot of reading. It's a lot of studying to go into this stuff. And we could go on and on about the 42 USC section 666, how they implemented it to chase down so-called deadbeat dads. But everybody asks access for it, but there's only so many people that's required to give it to you to give it to. That's the social administration people. We just told you the purpose is for it. Everybody asks for it. You're Social Security and you just think you're supposed to give it to somebody. Man, it's the Social Security account number. Man, people are tapping into it, the account, and you don't have no control of it. You don't know what it is and what's going on with it. So to you, it's nothing. That's what we got to do. We got to do as a people. We just got to go on and we got to tell them, hey, we at home. Here go my whole tribe. We are here. We know what you done to us. We at home. It ain't nothing in your system. You can't give us no money because you obviously don't have no money. You raping the wealth out of the land. So we can be compensated for what land is ours, knowing who you are, knowing what blood running in you. And tracing your people. So you can be compensated. And if you can't be compensated in the area where they from, you can be compensated. Believe that. Mm-hmm. You can be compensated if your kinsmen and your bloodsmen is getting compensated for the lands that's obligated to you, that's yours by heirship, that people to own or stuff that's going on that you might can't get a part of, but that you still inherit the rights to receive royalty off of. Come on now. Come on now. We got casinos and oils and minerals and all kinds of stuff coming out. That's where the real wealth at. See? The other people doing business. The states is doing business on top of the land. They on top of the land. The land is in somebody else's backyard. See, all the states are in somebody else's backyard. You and the original people, you know, you in the tribal lands. And they're doing business. Colonial business. All right? We just bring it up today now, you know. They took over the land, and that's what we in. That's what we in the middle of. So now everybody's woke up, and we fighting out of it. Like, okay, we fighting out of it. The minds are woke. So that's why you see the death and destruction in the air. It's going to get worse, y'all. It's time to get together. They in overdrive now. They in overdrive. They trying to get the minds of the people, but the mind is too much. The universe is aligned. They try to keep it flooded with the filth and stuff, but it's not overpowering the positive rays. The positive rays of light is just too brilliant and too bright right now. It's not dulled down anymore. Yeah, it's not dulled down anymore. So they just got to attack other ways, you know. There's different ways to attack, different ministries of attack, different ways of warfare. They use the land, air, water, the food. Yeah. You know, just messing up the mind waves, the frequencies, causing problems. We've been in it for a long time, though. We've been in it for a long time. Yep, and we just got to feed it to the youth. We got to feed it to them. That's what they're going to do. They're trying to kill off the old minds. That's how they took over the hemisphere. They brutalized all the old folks, got rid of all the old folks, left the young. So this Social Security thing don't have no account. Everybody think it's an account. It's not an account. It's a voluntary program. Social Security is a voluntary program. And you volunteer it in, and then the young and whoever coming into it new is paying the people that's been into it old. It ain't no fun put away old one day when it's over. The people are in debt. It's a national debt. Where they get some, if they anything coming in anywhere, it's going to where you got debt that's going every day that they claiming that the people owe. Is going up every day. So, I mean, if something get put anywhere, it's already going, it's obligated to that. Man, this is private stuff going on. Y'all don't understand. So, yeah, so this stuff is deep. So, read up and speed up, man. You don't want to be a victim of not knowing. And that's what's been our problem. Our people perish for lack of knowing. We don't know. So, yesterday we were talking about the ancestry. And being in denial of our ancestry, of who we are and what's going on in this hemisphere. And like I said, colony. I wanted to read the definition of colony. After Roman use, it says a settlement of colonists in a hostile or newly conquered country. Two, in modern use, one, a settlement in a new country. Excuse me, a body of settlers forming a community politically connected with their parent state. The community so formed, as long as the connection lasts. Two, a number of the people of one nationality resided in a foreign city or country, the quarter thus occupied. Colonist, the definition is one who settles in a new country, an inhabitant of a colony. Colonize. To settle a country with colonists, to plan or establish a colony. See, they all tied to each other. So again, colony is what? It's after Roman use, a settlement of colonists in a hostile or newly conquered country. That's how the Romans used the word colony. In modern use, the word colony is a settlement in a new country, a body of settlers forming a community politically connected with their parent state. The community so formed as long as the connection lasts. Two, a number of people of one nationality residing in a foreign city or country, the quarter thus occupied, okay, whatever they occupy. A colonist is one who settles in a new country, an inhabitant of a colony. To colonize is to settle a country with colonists, to plan or establish a colony. Okay. The occupational political body of Europeans falsely claim to be Americans or colonists who have usurped the Republic and supplanted it with a non-constitutional democracy. And they will do so as long they will do so as explained in the above definition for as long as the connection lasts. Some of the European colonists were granted limited authority to do trade in North America by way of a Treaty of Amity and Commerce, Treaty of Peace and Friendship, 1787. Listen, they was granted limited authority to do trade in North America by way of a Treaty of Amity and Commerce. Who was this treaty with that they was allowed to do? Because it says they was allowed to do, they was granted limited authority to do trade in North America by way of a Treaty of Amity and Commerce. In this, in parentheses, Treaty of Peace and Friendship, 1787, which is represented by the trading banner of Amity and Commerce, the Star Spangled Banner. There was, in fact, an area quartered off for them to operate in connection with their parent state, Europe. This area was Washington, D.C., district area. The capital was designed by then Chief Justice B.N. Bay, known and written in their history books as Benjamin Banneker. The true location of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue is not the White House as you know today. It is still standing 3 blocks by 4 blocks, large building now called the Executive House. Okay, so listen. Okay. Go to Washington, D.C., and you will see it for yourself. This was one of the original buildings constructed by the Moors, but has been hidden as a result of the burying of the history. It is still today the correct block and lot location of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. With the use of deceitful measures and contracts and the placement of the natural peoples into slavery, which led to institutionalized slavery, the reconstruction of the history, and outright murdering and lynching of the people, both men, women, and children, they were able to successfully summon the people into subscribing to their trickery as they expanded their reign. They operated from contracts. They are not operating within the agreement, the United States Republic Constitution. And stop right there, because if they was, then if you know, each state is guaranteed a republic. Look in each state Bill of Rights and look in the United States Constitution, and they say each state is guaranteed a republic. Each state in the republic form of guarantee of government is guaranteed to every state in the union, and that's Section 4 of the Constitution, Article 4, Section 4. So, you will go see, and if you look, if you're from California, it'll show you right there, California Republic, right there with the right there in your face, and you pledge allegiance to the United States flag, but you didn't pledge allegiance to that flag. So in each state, it goes on and on in the classroom. You pledge allegiance to the United States flag, but you didn't pledge allegiance to the other flag, and the other flag is where the people at. The state's the one created the United States, so the state's the one that sold you out. And the highest official in the state is the governor. So get yourself together. Get all your papers and stuff together. Get your birth certificate, Social Security. Do all your CUSIP researches. See all the stuff that was done to you. All the harm and injuries. All the taxation you've been getting done that you wasn't supposed to get done. And going up there and telling them the blank check is your birth certificate. And you know that now. And you want in. And that's how you do it. And the more you take in your family, the more better for you all. And that's how that works. So, yeah, so with that, just make sure that you, like, again, follow the Young Black Mayor at theyoungblackmayor.com and blacktowns.solutions. Got a program going on. They're building up a trust fund. Get in and be an investor and build them towns up. Should we need somewhere to go, somewhere to stay, somewhere of our own, somewhere we can live in peace and love. And on a bigger note, you got to find out your tribal, your lineage, your folks, your kindreds, your great grandma, your great great grandma, your great 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 grandma, and all them. Find out what your lineage and stuff is, and go do some researches on land, and see what you see who you are, where your people trace to, and go find out some things. This land and people here, and be recognized as somebody instead of not being recognized. Social Security is voluntary, y'all. They just like get Social Security is voluntary and withholding from you voluntary withholding from your check when you work. That's all voluntary. It tell you it's a voluntary withholding agreement, but we go fill it out. we fill out the form. The employer give it to you because they told to give you this. But they got a thing called identifying number. They got a thing called identifying number. And that's what they call it. They changed the word and they told them they put Social Security on there, but it's really identifying number. There's more than one identifying number. They got taxpayer identification number, EIN. Yeah, so that's why you can use your employer identification number, too, in certain situations. And just like you need to understand about traveling, identification purposes. Yeah, you can use the birth certificate and the Social Security card for that. Because that's what you're going to need if you go down to their place to get an ID. You're going to need that. Why? Because that's a form that what they call a form ID. That's a secondary ID. You know? Get out of free jail bond. So, you know, you've been on the Blog Talk Radio today. With Morning Drip with Suleiman Bey. I just want to thank y'all for coming through. Hey, look up the Social Security Act. Look up. That stuff is voluntary, y'all. There ain't no funds there. Ain't no money there. You can stack your own, though. You can tell your employer you don't want no withholding. I do a thing on that, on the withholding. And give you all the information on what forms to fill out, where they can show where they're not going to be taxed, and they off the hook. Whew, excuse me. You tell, I'm going to get back in the bed. Well, you can tell them they off the hook. You hear what I'm saying? So that's how we do that. And I teach that. But, yeah, y'all just stay, y'all keep your heads up out there. Just stay focused and stay vigilant. You know, it's a lot going on, man. It's a lot going on. It's time to get out in the woods. It's time to get our family, go back home. Go back to your roots and get up north. We got to get up. The Prophet Noah Drew Ali said, get up north. Get up north, man. Devastation will start in the south and on the west coast and all the borders. Get up north. Get up north in that cold up in them regions. Yeah. So it's time to get us some good old land and get back to being who he is and being them people. All right. So, yeah, it's a lot going on. Go study. Go study at pre-America, before the European. Go study all this. There's so much stuff you can pull up and see. Man, don't believe the hype, man. There's so much stuff you can pull up and go see. Come on, we them people, y'all. We really are. That's why they keep holding us down and keep calling us all kinds of names. And everybody else keep the same name. Because we them people, we at home. This is our land. Martin Luther King told us that. He told us that. We find ourselves exiled in our own land. Man, come on now. That was Yahushua come again, too. Man, how many times Yahushua will come to us? Quit looking for them blue eyes and blonde hair, y'all. It's one like yourself go come from amongst you that's been through the grief just like you. Been water holes, spit on, beat, called a nigga just like you. Come through the same Roman seal just like you. Through the birth certificate and Social Security just like you. Just like Noah Drew Ali did. It's going to be one just like you, y'all. Because you're the dreads in the earth right now. But you the gods. So, man, the most merciful will for sure keep sending prophets and messengers to us, prophetesses and messengers to us. Oh, you know that. Yeah, before that great day. So just keep your head up. And thank y'all for everybody, all my kinfolks that's all around the world. Just listen, I'm sitting here looking at some of our pyramids from we got all around the globe. All my kinfolks, y'all know y'all got the pyramids everywhere where we've been there. We've been there, done that. You know, we'll be back. We coming home. We traveling around. We know we won. Thank y'all for listening in, all right? Peace and love to you all. Thank you for following Suleiman Bey, The Morning Drip on Blog Talk Radio. Follow me also at Bey Suleiman 7 at TikTok and Bey Suleiman at Instagram. Thank y'all for coming through. I appreciate y'all, and I hope y'all continue to come on through, all right? That's the thing about that. Keep coming through. And tell your friends and whatever. Not go to the archives. Go listen to some of the stuff. You know, some of the stuff you like. That's what you call in for. That's the call in number for 914-205-5502, and that's always available for you guys. Thank you, and come again. Peace and love. Be blessed. Be safe. Be vigilant.